KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. It is Friday. Look at that. And we start with a good friend of mine, a guy who, when he won his Lifetime Achievement Golden Mike Award, he'd asked me to sit at his table, and nobody's asked me before, and nobody's asked me since. Ladies and gentlemen, David Goldstein, how are you, bub?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. I'm doing excellent. It's Friday, you know, that's cool. A lot of people taking the edge off, already drinking and, blowing a little weed like you guys out in Malibu.
No, not us.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you have discovered some really bad news for people, actually really good news for people who believe in conspiracy theories when it comes to voting.
Yeah, I don't go into the conspiracy theory, but what we did find is that we found several examples of ballots that have gone out to address to people at addresses in the LA area, and these people moved more than 10 years ago out of state. One person lives in Texas, another person lives in Tennessee. They're registered to vote in those states. They put down in their registration when they registered there that they used to be registered in L.A., but right, they're still on the voting rolls, and these ballots went out to these addresses where people contacted me and said, hey, you know, in one case, a woman said, you know, we bought this house from these people 15 years ago, and every year I get an absentee ballot or something in the mail for them. Every year I write back, they no longer live here, please take them off the voting rolls, and I send it back to the registrar, and every year it comes back, as the woman says, like a bad penny.
All right. Well, you know what? A couple of things. One is I tried to take my name off of a mailing list from a big corporation in the United States because I kept getting mail, and it wasn't that it bothered me. It was just a waste of their mailing because I was never going to buy that particular product. And so I said, hey, can you please take me off your mailing list? And she said, sure, it'll take 8 to 10 weeks. I'm like, 8 to 10 weeks? Where are you guys? And she goes, we're in Seattle. I said, you know, I can walk from L.A. in about three or four weeks, take it off myself, and then walk back in that time. It seems ridiculous. But in this situation,
this is an official, the registrar's office of voting. Obviously, the fear is that somebody could take these ballots and send them in and vote
right
for these people.
Yeah, but wouldn't they... let's say somebody did vote that way. Wouldn't they then check the address and the signature to make sure that that was a legal vote?
They say they check the signatures. I'm not sure they check every single right mail-in ballot signature. The wording that they used was ambiguous as far as every ballot and every signature. They do say they check within the state,
right,
but they don't have a means to check out of the state. So if you move to San Diego and you get a ballot, somebody mails your ballot here from L.A. and then you vote in San Diego, they say there is a mechanism in place that would show that you voted in two places. But
right. What is the penalty for that if you vote in two places?
It's a felony.
Wow.
It's a felony. I mean, and obviously if somebody, filled out a ballot that was sitting there, somebody who had moved, it is a felony if they can figure out who would do it. But, I mean, that's the thing. And then you mentioned there's an organization called the Election Integrity Project, which has done a survey, and they claim that they have found more than 400,000 ballots statewide that are going to addresses where people no longer live there or addresses or people who have died.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a problem statewide. Hey, but, I think one of the issues is, let's say you have a home, you guys are rich. I bet you have a home somewhere in Aspen or Vail, right? And then you have a home out near the beach. Let's say you did, okay?
No, you do, man.
All right, let's say I do, okay?
Let's keep it in the Conway family, okay?
Okay, let's say I do, okay? Could I vote in both places, not for president, but don't I have the right to vote in both places when it comes to local issues?
I think you have the right to vote in your primary residence.
Okay. All right. So if you, but if you split it between 6 months and 6 months, I think you should have the vote because you're paying taxes in both places. I think you should have the vote to vote on local issues. I'm going to change the law, David. I'm going to change the law.
You should do that. But you have so many houses, though, then what are you going to do, you know, with all those different
places? That's right. Well, we've got three houses. We've got a small townhouse up in Oregon. We've got our house in Burbank. And then we have my wife and I have a summer apartment that we keep in Los Angeles. And we very rarely go there. So, I mean, it's we're down to three, you know. What can I do?
Yeah.
All right.
Keep it small.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Are you working from home? By the way,
I am working from home. I've been working from home since March. Are you working from home or you go in?
Yeah, No. I've been working from home. I mean, there are very limited amount of people allowed in the building.
Right. And what kind of guy are you? Are you a full mask, full shield, gloves guy, or are you a little more casual?
I'm a full mask, but that's it. Early on, I was doing the gloves.
Right, I was
the first
too.
Month or so. Yep. I gave that up, but I'm certainly a full mask person. How about you?
Yeah. I'm a mask guy. I'm not a shield guy yet, but I was a gloves guy, but now I hate the gloves because the gloves, if you have gloves on for 5 or 6 hours while you're working, then you're not Purelling your hands.
Right.
And if you work at a fast food, whenever I go to a fast food place and I see people have gloves on, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I like the gloves, but the gloves look dirty. The gloves have been on for 8 hours.
Exactly. Now, are you going out? Are you going out to dinner and things like that?
No. Once in a blue moon, I'll go out and pick up food to bring home, but I don't sit outside of restaurants. Do you sit outside restaurants?
I do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad. Somebody's got to support these restaurants.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, we do it as long as you're...
I have no problem with it. I'm just too much of a coward to do it. But I totally, and also the valley is a little warmer. I don't know if you've noticed, David, than the ocean. And when it's 111 degrees, sitting outside having a hamburger is not that great. I mean, they literally have ambulance that is standing that sits right next to Carney's on Ventura Boulevard. And people eating cheese chili burgers are sitting there, and the ambulance is ready to roll because it's 110 degrees out, and people are eating chili cheeseburgers. But what about the economy in Malibu? I've not been out there really since this started. Are a lot of businesses suffering, or does everybody make it?
No, a lot of businesses are suffering. I mean, they've all moved tables outside, but it's in some cases a smaller area than what they had inside. I think they're definitely suffering. Some of them have gone out of business. We still get a fair amount of people coming up on weekends, when it's hot in the valley. And people, there's still restaurants obviously open, long lines, but the restaurants obviously aren't doing what they were.
Sure.
Some of them are down to 6 or 8 tables, and that's it. That's all they could fit in the parking lot.
Hey, you would know this. There's a really good Italian restaurant. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in that sort of really cool one-level shopping center, not where the theater used to be, but across the street where the hardware store used to be. There's an Italian restaurant in there that's unbelievable. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Trattinoi?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. You ever go there?
Yeah. Yeah. They're outside.
That's one of the great restaurants of all time.
Yeah. No, it's very good. And I was by there a few weeks ago. They're packed.
Good. Okay.
Weekends.
Great, because I'd hate to see that place disappear. That's one of the best restaurants in the world.
It's a great place. Not that I go, but I still see the big crowds at Nobu. I'm not if they're hurting.
Right. That's pretty cool. All right, so you're going to be on tonight talking about voting and at 11 o'clock?
No, actually, this was on last night.
Oh, really? Okay, we'll play.
I know you were watching, but it was on last night.
Well, all right, I was watching. I taped the Dodger game because I can't watch it while I'm working. And I watched it afterwards. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
That didn't go over well.
No, it didn't. And if they don't win tomorrow, they cancel the game tonight, so they're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow, so nobody has to tune over to the Channel 11 tonight. It's not going to be on. And then tomorrow they're playing a doubleheader, and then Sunday they're playing another game. So it should be a fun weekend with the Dodgers.
Definitely, definitely.
All right, Goldstein, thanks for coming on. I'm glad you and your wife and your whole family are doing well, and I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are doing well, too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. All right, take care. There he goes. David Goldstein. Mr. Goldstein.
Tim Conway Jr., weeknights at 6. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk.